the Lord. This is Pastor Jonathan McKnight. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we're glad and we're excited about this opportunity to be able to share with you on our Sunday evening Bible study call. We're thankful unto God for what he has done. We're thankful unto God for what he is doing. Great is the Lord and greatly is he to be praised. I am grateful unto God for his goodness. I'm grateful unto God for his mercy. For every time I think about how good he is to us, I just have to throw up my hands and give God praise for his goodness. Tonight I'm speaking blessings. I'm speaking a blood covering. I'm speaking safety. I'm speaking favor over you tonight. And we're believing that God is going to do tremendous things. I am grateful. I'm so excited about what God is doing and what God has already done. How he's fixing, how he's mending, how he's curing, how he's saving, how he's protecting. And when I think of his goodness and when I think about how good he has been to every one of us, we are to just all on this evening, even though we know that many people are suffering, many people are hurting, we ought to be grateful that we can be on this call tonight. And while we are grateful for ourselves, we're definitely praying for others that God will do great, that God will do mighty things in, around, and through their lives. I want to just tell God, thank you for his goodness. I want to just tell God, thank you for his mercy. I want to just tell God, thank you for his protection. I want to just tell him, thank you for all that he is doing in and around our lives. And I'm just grateful. I'm just thankful. I want to share with you on tonight something that the Lord gave to me. Had an amazing encounter this morning with God through his word. And I just want to share something with you. And I just feel in my spirit that we got to make sure that we understand how to function, how to survive, how to move forward in this season, understanding what the will of God is for our life. So these next few moments, God, we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for how you're going to cover us and how you're going to bless us. We decree and we declare that it's done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I want to go to Psalm 56, and I want to set the preface and the platform of this particular passage of Scripture. This is when David had been taken over and held captive by the Philistine in Gath, and David began to express himself to God by way of acknowledgement, by way of prayer, by way of situations, of circumstances, by what he was doing with, understanding that a giant of a problem had tried to come against David. And many times people right now in their society, in this society, there seem to be large problems, not just basic problems, but large problems. As we like to say, not the everyday problem, but sincerely large problems that are happening in people's lives. People are losing loved ones. I really feel like every one of us on this phone, we have known someone close to have been affected by this pandemic season. I even lost loved ones. I know pastoring, almost every day I hear about something by way of either sickness or way of death or way of struggling or creating problems. But we're believing that God is going to do great things. I want to set this tone and set this foundation, David, in a situation that was a giant of a problem. He starts out by saying, "Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me." And before I go further, I want to deal with what I'm going to direct your thoughts towards: faith that conquers fear. Faith that conquers fear. I'll say it one more time. Faith that conquers fear. So I start out by saying, if there is a battle between your faith and what you are afraid of, Job said it like this: "The thing I fear the most have come upon me." And sometimes I don't care how saved, righteous, and even sometimes how long you've been a Christian. Sometimes when a giant of a problem comes, fear tries to arrest your faith. I believe on a daily basis, fear and faith are at odds. Faith in God brings peace. Fear brings torment. And now we have to decide who and or what is going to conquer. The Bible says plainly and clearly, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. So anytime fear comes in our life, we can automatically resolve this quickly, that this feeling or this emotion cannot be from God. God doesn't give us fear. He wants us to trust him. He wants us to have confidence in him. He wants us to depend on him. He wants us to know who he is and what he's doing. So right there and right there alone, we can win the battle by understanding that fear has no place in my life. And even if it's just for a few moments, that's too long because I've invited torment to come in. But the reality is there will be sometimes times in our life when fear comes. Fear brings stress. Fear brings anxiety. Many times worration. And really, when fear comes, a multiplicity of voices will come. And sometimes we don't know how to counter or how to ward off the mindset of fear. But this one thing I know, that when God wants to do something great, we have to understand that fear cannot win in these situations. It brings me to this text that says, from David, but yet all of us on this line, be merciful unto me, O God, for man would have swallowed me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. He fighting daily oppresses me. Isn't it amazing how it looks like you have to deal with something different every day? Look like the cliche or the expression said, when it rains, it pours, or when things get rough or when things get bad, it seems to cause there to be even a greater level of oppression and even fear. It says, my enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me, O thou most high. Notice the sentence structure of his words. He's acknowledging the fact, if the enemies had their way, I would not even exist. I would be swallowed up. For they be many. I'm not acting like I don't have just one or two haters. They be many that fight against me, O thou most high. And in other words, he acknowledges the problem, but he understands who can solve it or resolve it. It says, what time I am afraid. He acknowledges the reality that sometimes fear tries to come upon me. Then he comes right back and says, I will trust in thee. It seems as if though now David is having a battle. It seems as if though David now is having a battle between the reality of the circumstances and the power of God. He's actually expressing himself, seems, at one point in his humanity, and then he is also acknowledging God's divinity. And many times that's how it is in the reality in life. We trust God. We believe God. God, I'm hurting, but I know you're my healer. God, the report was not good. The medical report was not good. It said cancer. It was not good. But God, I acknowledge you and I trust you. It says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. When I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. Then it says, in God will I praise his word. Interesting. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. Then he gets in another whole mindset. Verse 3 says, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. He says, in God, I will praise his word. We need to thank God for his word. His word is the weapon against fear. It says, in God, I have, not will, but I have put my trust. I will not, here's what I like about it, I will not fear what flesh, meaning man, can do unto me. When you are fearful, whoever believes that you're afraid will try to control the situation. Oh, I found it to be true. Even an animal can sense when you are afraid. When there is fear in your life, the enemy can torment you. All he has to do is keep talking about the situation, keep showing you the situation, and make it appear as if though that situation is going to win. He'll talk it to you every day. You can, as the old people used to say, you'll worry yourself sick. He'll try to shut down your whole body. Fear will cause you to lose your appetite, and therefore your body is weakened. Fear will bring wicked imaginations, and the Bible told us we got to cast down every wicked imagination. We got to pull down strongholds. Fear will make you bind the freedom of your own spirit. Whoever can sense, or whatever can sense, that you are fearful, they can control that situation. That's why threats go out. Threats go out so you're fearful. David said, I will not fear what man can do unto me. I want you to hear this real good. Born in the country, country boy. And I told you earlier, a dog can sense whether or not you're fearful. A horse. One of the things I told people, I tell people, there was a season in my life where I used to ride horses a lot. And one thing about a horse is about the first 25 to 30 seconds that you get on a horse, that horse is going to determine who's going to control that situation. A horse can sense whether or not you are fearful of him, or your posture with the horse, you can control it. A horse knows basically how you hold the rein or the bit that's within his mouth, fully understanding that if he starts moving or she starts moving a certain way, and you don't tighten up on the reins, that horse can sense that you are afraid of him or her. And she knows she got you, or he has you. Because you have the reins in your hand, understanding that the reins in your hand guides, leads, or can control authoritatively the mindset of a horse in many cases. You even see it in horse racing. How the jockey rides the horse when it's time for the horse to go, when it's time for the horse to go outside, when it's time for the horse to go straight. They understand that, you know, those reins are like the steering wheel to a car. A horse will know who's in control. There's been times I've gotten on certain horses and they tried to act like they were going to control situations. I won't tell you about one of the situations I dealt with. Horse tried, you know, I was riding, you know, we were riding through the woods and the horse ducked and all, we was riding through the woods. The horse looked like he tried to go up under a low limb, I guess wanting to cause the rider to disappear. Mm-hmm. And after that horse made that move, I had to make the horse understand that he wasn't riding me. I was riding him. And after we had our little conversation and confrontation, the horse finally understood that I was riding him and he was not riding me. And so many times fear comes and the enemy wants to ride you when you already have the reins with Jesus. And because you have the reins with Jesus, if the enemy could ever make you believe that he is in control and not praise God for his word, he can rule your spirit. He can control your day. He can make you have sleepless nights, worry yourself sick, have anxiety, have depression, have oppression, live in fear, tormented every day. And you will never conquer fear because your faith is wavering. David said, in God will I praise his word. Yes, I got enemies all around me. They wish I was dead. They will swallow me up. They fight me every day. He said, but I put my trust in, I will not fear. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Here's verse 5. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. Every day they pay attention to everything I do, everything I say, anything I do, they're watching it. They're watching it. All of their thoughts are evil against me. They don't even think. They'll never think nothing positive about you. They'll never say anything positive. Even if you do something positive, they're going to find a reason to critique it. But it has nothing to do with your conquering faith. He said, my goodness. Verse 6, he says, they gather themselves together. Then they hide themselves. They mark my steps. Every move you make, they wait for my soul, trying to catch you off guard, trying to find something wrong, trying to entrap you, trying to make you have sleepless nights. They mark your steps. They watch everything you do. Got something to say about everything you do. Watch every one of your posts. Watch every one of your outfits. Say something every time you change your hair. Change the color, they got a problem. Change your hair, they got a problem. Add hair, they got a problem. Take away hair, they got a problem. Color problem. You color it, they got a problem. Just got a problem. They mark everything you do. They wait for my soul. Stop right there. Catch what he said. They wait for my soul. That's the deepest part of you. That's the part of you that God wants. He said, all souls are mine. They want to hinder your walk with God. They wait for your soul. They wait for that moment where they can snatch what God has deposited in you. Then they begin to ask God a question. Shall they escape by iniquity? In thy anger cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wandering, put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in the book? In other words, God, I know you're documenting my pain. I know you're watching what I'm going through. I want to tell someone tonight, you might think your pain and your process is going unnoticed. But trust me, there's nothing about you that God will not document to set it up for his glory. He said, thou tellest my wandering, put down my tears in thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? God, are you taking notes on this? Then he begins to say, when I cry unto you, I know you're taking notes. So when I cry unto them, then my enemies shall turn back. This, one of my favorite passages of scripture. This I know, for God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. When I cry unto thee, this is one of the greatest acts of faith. When it seemed like everything is upside down, all hell has broken out, everything is going wrong, you still got to have enough presence, enough consciousness, enough power, and enough faith to cry out to God. God, I need you. God, I'm trusting you. He says, when I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. So they coming for you, but when you cry out to God, God will turn your enemies back. This I know. Mm-hmm. In other words, he said, this I know. In other words, I've already got experience. I killed a lion. I killed a bear. I had to fight a giant. So I already know that when I cry out to you, God, some of us have some testimonials and documentation that when it looked like it was not working for you, you cried out to God and it worked for you. So you already know. For God is for me. Yes. For God is for me. And in God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. He said it twice. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid what man can do unto me. Thy vows are upon me. Your promises are upon me. What you said you won't do, God, they are upon me. Oh, God, I will render praises. It's three things that David said he's going to do. He said, I'm going to cry unto you. Mm-hmm. And my enemy's going to turn back. That's number one. Number two, I will not fear what man thinks he can do unto me. And number three, I will praise you. Look like to me, there are three answers to conquer fear. The first one is I cry unto thee, which means prayer. The second thing is I will not be afraid. I will not let the spirit of fear torment me. So I'm going to pray. I will not let fear overtake me. And God, I'm going to praise you. If you want to conquer fear, you got to pray. If you want to conquer fear, you have to let fear know that I won't allow you to do what you're trying to do to me. I'm not afraid of what man think they can do it to me because I've already prayed about it. And what I can do is when the symptoms of fear try to come, I'm going to release a praise. I will render the praises unto thee. For thou hast, last verse, delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling? In other words, not only have you delivered my soul from death, you stopped situations that were set to make me fall and set to make me fail. That I may walk before God in the light of the living. All of those wishing that you'll never be successful. God said, you know what I'll do? I'll deliver you from death. The thing that was sent to mess you up, kill you, wipe you out. You will not God deliver my feet from falling. Even when you go through those slippery places, those places where people have left things down for you to stumble over, he said, I'm going to have to walk, and they're going to walk before God in the light of the living. They're going to have to see me come out of it. They're going to have to see you come out of it. Why? Because I go back to verse 9. When I cry unto thee, then shall my enemies turn back. This I know, for God is for me. I'm speaking over you tonight that God will release over your life faith that conquers fear. Fear, you don't have a job. Fear your money might be low. Fear of how you're going to feed your kids. Fear of the report. Fear of the medical report. Fear what the enemy's trying to do against you. Fear. But here's one thing we're not going to do. We're not going to let the fear conquer the faith. But rather the faith is going to conquer all fears. I acknowledge the fact that all the time you're not going to feel super religious. You're not going to always have faith Gatorade. There's going to be time you're going to feel weary. Sometimes you're going to be frustrated. Sometimes you're going to be agitated. Sometimes you're just not going to know what to do. Know which way to go, dealing with abandonment, dealing with bewilderment. But here's what I do know, and here's what I'm sure of. And if you trust God, you can conquer fear. If you praise God, you can conquer fear. If you cry out to God and pray, you can whip fear. Sometimes you got to tell that devil when he trying to bring fear to your house, wrong address. This house ran by faith and prayer and praise. This house ran by faith, prayer, and praise. You don't belong here. You're trespassing. You're not going to have my mind all tormented. You're not going to have me acting all cray-cray about what you threatened me with. The devil is a lie. I got purpose. I got destiny. God has a plan for my life. I'm covering my family. I'm covering my house, my community, my city. I'm covering my ministry. I'm coming. And you will not make us afraid. We're standing on the promises. We're standing on God's word. We're believing that he's going to do it. I'm getting ready to pray for you that you will not be conquered by fear, but faith in God, prayer, and praise will conquer your fear. You can't even think right, correctly. When you're fearful, you don't make good decisions. You make hasty decisions. Usually, when you are in fear, your emotions make the decision and not wisdom. That's why you have to just calm down and let God make the decision. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, the power of love, and the sound mind. You're going to win because your faith is going to conquer everything. Spiritually, physically, emotionally, financially, protection, guidance. It's going to happen. Father, we thank you tonight for your loving. We thank you tonight for your mercy. God, there are many people that might be dealing with situations that the enemy is trying to use to torment them and embark them upon the mindset of fear. We bind you in the name of Jesus, Satan. Your tricks, your plots, your schemes, your camouflage enemies, none of it will work. We come against every plot, every scheme, every hex, every generational curse, every fear of the unknown that the enemy wants us to actually become afraid of things that have not even happened yet. Just the thought of certain things happening brings fear. But God, I speak by your spirit and by your power that you move, and you move powerfully, and that you move quickly. We thank you, God, now. That this we know that God is for us. We pray for those who are grieving for the loss of loved ones and friends and enemies and neighbors and people who are just going through circumstances. God, we speak by your spirit and by your power that you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your promises. We praise your name right now. Bless our children. Bless our school system. That's our educational system, the co-workers, the teachers, the students, the bus drivers, the crossing guards. I pray in the name of Jesus that our children's campuses, elementary, middle school, high school, collegiate, private school, that they're covered by the blood of Jesus. I bind those who want us to live in fear, the provokers of fear, the threateners that want to bring fear, silence them, close their mouth. Every threatening thing, close their mouth. Every evil sentence, every wicked statement, close their mouth. I feel something when I say it. God, close their mouth. Let them understand that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, which means to reverence and acknowledge God is when you got sense. I come against a foolish thinkers, wicked people who have the authority to make the right decisions, but they want people to live in fear. I praise your holy name, that your spirit will be saturated over our mind and our spirit. Give us wisdom to make the right decisions. Give us your divine timing that's orchestrated by your divine favor. We speak now by your spirit and by your power. We pray for homes. We pray for communities and cities. And God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, O God, to impactfully cause the kingdom to soar. Send the latter revival, but send it the way you want to send it. Oh, God, we thank you right now. The new doors, the greater doors are happening. And we love your holy name. And we bless your holy name that is already done. We pray now for salvation to those that are lost. Family members who having strongholds and friends and those who are fighting oppression and depression. I speak, God, those who are afraid that they're not going to make it, those who are afraid that they can't get a job or have what it takes to be taken care of. I speak now that the Jehovah Jireh God, the God of provision, the God that provides, the God that covers, the God that heals, the God that protects, will reign, rest, rule, and abide. Satan, we bind you from your tactics of fear. We cancel it in the name of Jesus. And God, we speak victory. God, we speak wholeness. And God, we speak power. Now, God, we know that you've turned back our enemies. We decree and we declare that no weapon formed against us will prosper. When the enemy comes in like a flood, Isaiah 59 and 19, Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against them. Thank you that favor is final, and we will not live in fear, and our faith has conquered our fears. We ask this prayer in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to make it up in your mind that you say this every day. For this I know, God is for me. Make it up in your mind that your faith has conquered every one of your fears. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Be blessed. Trust God. Be wise. Be safe. It's Pastor Jonathan McKnight. God bless.